It's Edward Goldman with our talk on KCRW. Here is a little bit of history, my friends. Do you remember another government shutdown, the one that started in December of 1995? I'm thinking about it because of the fury it caused. The shutdown forced the closing of the blockbuster Vermeer exhibition at the National Gallery in Washington. Thousands of tourists visiting the capital were hoping to see the exhibition featuring Vermeer's paintings, including his famous Girl with a Pearl Earring. People were furious to be denied a once-in-a-lifetime chance to see Vermeer's rare paintings here in the United States. More than 20 years later, during the recent government shutdown, the Statue of Liberty, the major cultural tourist attraction in New York, was kept open. Hooray to Andrew Cuomo, the New York governor who made the smart decision to use state funds to keep this American symbol of liberty open and accessible to all without interruption. Here is more about culture and politics. Recent news from France is that Parisians have turned their noses up at Jeff Koons' gigantic sculpture Bouquet of Tulips. It's meant to be an homage to the victims of the 2015 Paris attack, and definitely has direct references to the hand of Lady Liberty holding a torch. But what a banal and lackluster proposal it is. It reminds me of another Jeff Koons monstrosity, a gigantic sculpture of a locomotive train suspended from a life-size industrial crane. First it was rejected by Parisians in 2005, and then, thankfully, by Angelinos a couple of years later. Now on the positive side, let's talk about the upcoming art fair this weekend at the Barker Hangar at the Santa Monica Airport. It's one art fair in Los Angeles that I never miss because of its adventurous and bohemian spirit, which makes it so much more enjoyable compared to other commercial art fairs in the city. Visitors are offered not only a variety of cutting-edge art represented by several dozen national and international galleries, but also public performances, artist talks, and a music series. And here is one more art happening I want you to know about. It's a rare screening of a documentary about David Hockney and his two gigantic exhibitions at the Royal Academy of Arts in London over the past several years. You can catch the movie at Lemley Theatres on Monday, January 29th at 7:30 and following day on Tuesday at 1 p.m. Last week brought sad news about the passing of Ed Moses, one of the most feisty, prolific, indefatigable artists I have ever encountered. Ed kept working, literally, until the last days of his life. Take a look at the photo of him on our website, sitting in the midst of his 90th birthday exhibition installation at Bergamot Station, or another photo of his crazy, and I mean deliciously crazy, installation at Ernie Wolf Gallery, which made me think that earthquakes turned everything in the gallery upside down, to the most delightful effect. The young spirit of Ed Moses' art will stay with us for years to come. It's been Edward Goldman with Art Talk on KCRW.